Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. I see you, parents out there. You have so many goals and things that you want to do with your kids and your family, and probably even personal goals. And then at the end of the day, you feel like you got nothing done all day. You're constantly living in the deficit of time and always saying that you don't have enough time to do anything. The laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, buying groceries, the language practice with your kids. You're constantly losing hours each day, and it feels like you are in a never-ending loop. Today, we're going to talk about three ways to create a more time-rich mindset so that you can do more of what you love and still accomplish what needs to get done in the house as well. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. So, you've been working on language with your child, but it feels like a struggle, and it seems like you have no time in the day to even practice language skills at all. Well, here's the good news. You don't need to struggle anymore. I want to invite you to my free 1-hour workshop called Take Control of Your Time Challenge. And during our hour together, I will teach you how to become time rich, how to identify the time suckers in your day, and how to maximize the hours that you do have to get more done in less time. After the workshop, you'll walk away with a clear view of the time windows that you have in your day to practice language with your child in a way that feels like a natural part of your daily routine. So, if this sounds like something that you need in 2024, you need to take back control of your time, then I am here for you. Go save your seat for this 1-day live event at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time-challenge. And I cannot wait to see you in the workshop. Y'all, I know the feeling so well of not having enough time in the day to do literally anything. As I'm talking to you right now, I've got the dog barking outside. My kids are home from spring break. We are tired because we went to a children's museum all day. I'm like recording this in like the later afternoon. One of my kids I can hear is going in and out of the door outside and maybe harassing said dog that is barking in the yard. I don't know. But I can so relate to you because for years I have felt like I have no time. And time seemed to be more elusive with each child that I had. So I noticed back, before I had kids, I had all the time to do everything I wanted, right? That's the story because you are doing everything that you want to do. And then you have to get a little bit more creative and kind of redo your goals once you start having kids and new things become important to you, right? And especially when I had my two kids with hearing loss, I really had to dial in to what needed to be done in the house and then also come up with the space and time to practice all of our language goals with my two kids as well. But it took some MacGyvering of the schedule, I'm not gonna lie, but I eventually figured it out. And today I am so much more happy and I am more peaceful each day. And I go to bed at night satisfied with what I was able to accomplish that day. Doesn't necessarily mean that I accomplished everything on my to-do list, but I accomplished the things that moved the needle and what was important to me and my family that day, which is how I can be satisfied with what I did, even though the entire to-do list didn't necessarily get checked off. Well, if you also want more peace and satisfaction about your day, and you're ready to quit stressing about doing all the things every day, then settle in and let's dive into how to become time rich and create that time rich mindset. So, number one, to become time rich or have a time rich mindset, people with a time rich mindset, they decide what matters the most. Okay, so they decide what matters the most in their day. So I want you to make a list of the fundamental things that need to get done this week in this season of, your life. Because trying to do all of the things is stressing you out and it isn't possible at this time. Not everything is possible to do in every season or stage of life. So, what I want you to do and what you need to do if you want to create a more time-rich mindset is you need to decide if you're giving energy to something that's good for you or your family, or is this something that an Instagram influencer guilt tripped you into doing? Or are you doing things because you have a perception of you, sh quote, should be doing this or that thing, but it's not actually something that you want to do, it's not actually something that your family wants to do. So I want you to make a list of the top 3 to 5 things in the following categories that you need to get done each week to have a happy, healthy, balanced life. Okay, the categories are your house, your work if you work, your kids, personal to you, 3 to 5 things per week that fill up your own cup, and your marriage, where 3 to 5 things that you need to do with your partner to make sure that your marriage is solid each week. And this is what you focus on getting right each week. Okay. And these are the most important things, what you just identified in this list, in these categories, are these are, your fundamental needs. Let's say the things that to have a happy, balanced, not stressed out, peaceful life, these are the things that you need to do. Which brings us to the second point is that you need to ruthlessly cut out what isn't serving you or what isn't working for your family right now. You don't need to do everything. There are literally not enough hours in the day for us to do literally everything that we want to do all the time. There's just not. So what you need to do is you need to hone in on what your goals and preferences are as a family, and that's going to be different for each family. Okay, because it's too much. There's too much on your plate right now, and it's stressing you out to think that you have to do literally everything, and it's also wasting your time. Because a lot of this is, when you feel like you have so much to do and you have no time and you're living in a time deficit, then you may even be wasting time because you may be having trouble even deciding what you need to be doing right now from like your long list of things to do. Or you may feel a little paralyzed or just not feeling like you want to do anything, not motivated to do anything because you're like, I have so much to do, I don't even want to get started on it. Right. So, this thing of having to do everything all the time is you don't have enough time for it. And it's also wasting your time because you're actually wasting time trying to figure out how to do all of this when you really don't need to do all of it. Okay. And so, once again, you did need to decide what is important to you and your family and what do you need to do each week or in this season of life to move the needle in the direction of the things that are important to you, and then cut out everything else. Okay, if it isn't serving moving the needle in the direction that you and your family want to go to, cut it all out. And this is different for every family. Some families are super into sports. They like to go to sports games. They want their kids to play sports. Amazing. Let's do that. Other families, like ours, for example, we don't care as much about sports or activities, but we really like take getting our kids outside and taking them hiking. And in the future, we want to like take our kids out west. We live on the East Coast, but we want to take them to like Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and do some really cool hikes with them. And so that's what's important to our family is like getting out, camping, hiking. What's not important to our family is sports. So we're not trying to do all the sports with our kids. In fact, our kids have never done sports. We're not trying to do the sports and do the hiking and do school and everything else. Okay, we decide what we can give our kids and what is going to be important to our family. And that's what we do. And then we don't do the other things that we don't feel are important to your family, important to our family. And so that's what you're doing here, right? You are deciding, hopefully you're going to sit down with your spouse in this and make decisions and really look at your life and, you know, how you want it to go with your kids and your family, what you guys want to accomplish, what is important to you, and anything that's not, cut it out. You don't need to do it. Okay, and that brings us to point number three is you need to lean in to what is most important to you. Because the way to have a time-rich mindset and to feel rich in time is really to feel like the way that you're spending your time is worth it to you. Because if you're spending your time in a way that is aligned with your goals and moving the needle in the direction that you want to go, then you don't feel like you're wasting time, or you don't feel like you don't have enough time. In fact, the opposite, you feel like you have all the time to do everything because what you're doing is really aligned with your goals and, you know, how you want to be maneuvering around as a family. So I want you to journal or make a list, hopefully, like I said, with your spouse, about what type of life you want to live. And then you can make goals that are intentional for how you want to live as a family. And you can cut out everything else. And then you can really lean into what is really important to your family. So, like I said, we like cut out sports. We don't really care about it right now. Our kids are young and they haven't really asked to do any specific extracurricular activities. So, to be honest, we don't do them right now. Okay. But we lean into what is important to us. What's important to us right now is letting our kids play how they want to play and building those like social emotional skills, which we're going to talk more about in the next episode on Thursday. Building those social emotional skills, building independent play skills, and all the benefits that come with going outside and playing and being in nature. That is what is important to us right now. So we lean into that. We take our kids outside all the time. You know, we took our kids to the kids museum today. And honestly, the kids museum we went to is really big. We spent the most time in the outside part because it was a nice day. And we spent very little time on like the inside part of the museum. We take our kids hiking like every weekend, especially, you know, when it's good weather and it's like the summer, spring, or early fall. Okay. We take them to the mountains, which we love going to. You know, where we haven't taken our kids is to the beach because we did it once. We hated it. My husband and I are not beach people. So we don't go there. You know, so I don't waste my time going to the beach because I feel like I have to give my kids some experience. You know what? If my kids want to go to the beach when they're older, they can go to the beach when they're older because they have a whole lifetime to make decisions for their own families and decide what they want to do. But this is what my husband and I want to teach our kids, or experiences that we want our kids to have, and we want to have as a family before our kids leave the house. And so we really lean into what is important to us. And we do those things to the maximum. And we have so much fun doing them. And it's so satisfying to like go on a really fun hike with the kids. And, you know, I feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I had all this time today. I got the stuff done in the house and we went hiking. And I, you know, just feel so peaceful and calm by the time I put my head on the pillow because we did exactly what we wanted to do. And we did what was most important to our family. So becoming time rich is all about cutting out what isn't moving the needle in important areas of your life. And adding in the things that align with how you do want to live. And it is really so simple, yet we all get caught up in the minutiae of the day, and we have a hard time pulling back and seeing the big picture of, how we want to spend our days. But if you want to learn more about how you can take control of your own time and lead a life that is time rich, then I want you to come to my 1 hour free workshop. And during our time together at the workshop, this is a live workshop, I'm going to teach you more about how to become time rich, how to identify the time suckers in your day, not just time wasters, but time suckers, things that like suck away hours and hours of your day. And we're going to talk about how to maximize the hours that you do have to get more done in less time, aka maximize the time that you have to get language practice done with your kids in a way that feels aligned with the goals of your family. And after the workshop, you'll walk away with a clear view of the time windows that you have in your day to practice language with your child in a way that feels like a natural part of your daily routine. So, if that sounds like something you want to do in 2024, you want to take control of your time, then come save your seat for the Take Control of Your Time Challenge. It is a one-day live event, and you can go sign up at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time-challenge, and I will put that in the show notes as well. And I cannot wait to see you at the workshop. It's going to be so much fun, and I cannot wait to see you guys and dive into, creating more time for the things that you love to do, and also the things that you need to do for your kids, like get those language strategies done. And it's going to be so good. It's going to be so fun. And I cannot wait to see you there. So I hope this episode calmed your soul a little bit and gave you some really good strategies for starting to think about how to structure your time in your day a little bit. And as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, don't come with a handbook. And I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this podcast, you're doing a great job as a parent because you are learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. And I am so proud of your efforts, and I'm so glad that you're here. And I'll see you for our next episode on Thursday, where I chat with Lacey Wood from Alabama Hands and Voices about how to support our deaf and hard of hearing kids socially and emotionally. It is such a good conversation and one that is really important for all parents to hear and to consider how you're talking to your kids every day. This is not an episode to be missed. So I will see you on Thursday with Lacey. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama!